So I'm going to give you another braided look to add to the collection.
Thank you very much.
Sitting in Aquarius's back clinic is MSF emergency nurse Suzelle Wiegert. Originally from France, but now living in Australia, she worked in Sierra Leone during the Ebola outbreak, as well as Syria, Yemen and Iraq. When people are rescued from the Mediterranean Sea, Suzelle describes the various possible medical cases.
Yes, so they can come with mild hypothermia, mild dehydration, to the patient who is unconscious and non-breathing, and where the chest compression will have been started on the rib, then they will continue here. So it's a whole range of cases that we see.
So they all have water bottles?
Yeah.
And they all got bags with a water bottle?
Yeah.
And so you can just fill up and have them drink water bottles, okay? Mm-hmm. I'd like for him to try to drink maybe 2 or 3 bottles of water.
Dan Schnorr from Los Angeles, USA, is the doctor on board the ship. Yeah. It's his second MSF mission, following his previous one in South Sudan. During Aquarius's third rescue mission over the Easter weekend, a child that was born in a Libyan prison was rescued from a rubber boat. Dan spoke with the child's mother the following day.
From what she told us, she delivered in a jail cell. The only assistance was provided by one of her other co-prisoners who helped deliver the baby. They then cut the cord with just regular scissors they had there. They weren't sterile, so that does put the baby at risk for an infection that way.
Medical tests were conducted on the mother on board the ship's clinic.
And in fact, when she got here, she was very pale, so we did a hemoglobin test. So she was at a level where normally a blood transfusion would be required. So clearly she had, you know, not a normal delivery in prison, but she survived and made it across on the boat to the Aquarius.
Stephanie Hofstetter from Germany is the MSF midwife on board the vessel. She comes with the experience of having worked in the Democratic Republic of Congo, South Sudan and Afghanistan. Today, she's responsible for women and children's health on board the ship. For many rescued women, the pain is not always physical.
We also realize that they haven't been heard for a long time often, for months, sometimes for years, or sometimes never. And they realize that at one point, now there's someone listening to them, they are actually interested in their stories, to what has happened to them. And they first start realizing that they still exist.
The women share their personal stories with Stephanie. In previous rescue missions, some were rape victims with advanced stages of pregnancy.
For the women, I think just listening to them and giving them different ideas of how they can deal with it, to see positive aspects in it, because it's obviously also their child and not only the child of the man who has raped them. Most of the women, they realize that it's also their child and that they don't necessarily need a father for this baby, because they will be able to take fully care of this child.
Physical and sexual violence, unplanned pregnancy, and unaided childbirth are all colossal obstacles faced by rescued mothers. Dr. Schnorr offers one such example of sexual and physical violence and abortion.
The one case that stands out the most in my mind is where this woman was pregnant from her husband, and then they wanted her to work as a sex worker. So she refused to do it, so she was beaten pretty severely. She was burned. She was forced to have an abortion, and that was done in an unsafe manner.
In spite of such dire circumstances, Dr. Dan says he was amazed and could not understand how the woman was able to survive the horrific injuries as well as the journey. But with widespread violence and insecurity continuing in Libya, and with women experiencing heinous forms of abuse and exploitation, Dr. Dan and the medical team may only see the tip of the iceberg. Philip Warwick for RFI, on board the SOS MSF Aquarius.
Thank you.